All right, the great Damian Rhodes. Damian, what's up?
My man.
What's
How you
up?
Doing, buddy?
What's up? I just told everybody it's been, I think, 2 years since I've had the talented, the dapper, the Mr. Broadcast himself, Mr. TV, Damian Rhodes on. Mr. Newly Married, ladies and gentlemen, Damian Rhodes on the program.
Is.
Can you believe that?
How you doing, man?
Married.
I am.
Married.
Yeah.
Hey, you're married.
Married or scary?
So, how do you feel? It's, what are you, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks in? Because you had the...
Over a month.
Month?
Just over a month, yeah. Just over a month, man.
That is solid. Lovely.
So far, it's great.
Very pretty, very pretty, lovely lady.
Yeah, things are going good. I can't complain. I'm very blessed.
Any, are kids within a year, 2 years? Are you guys talking about
it? Mike.
I have to do it because
Mike.
Once you take the step and you put the ring on and you get married, you have to realize that it's kids now. That's the next thing.
Can we talk SU Clemson?
So, 2 years for kids?
Three? Coming back next week, we'll figure it out.
You're not a young chicken. How old are you now?
I am 32.
Nah, you're still young.
Cleveland Brown number.
You're still young and agile. Two torn Achilles. I only got one. See, you got both. I've got the one, so I still got an extra step on you.
You do. Once the one goes out, it means you're 4 years away from the other one.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I got a question for you. When you did the second one, you were playing hoops, or what were you doing?
Playing flag football with a former SC player named Will Hunter.
Did you know?
How he convinced me to get out there at 8:30 in the morning to go play a flag football game on a Sunday morning. I don't know how.
Were you having cocktails the night before?
No, I was just hanging out, you know. We had some friends over and nothing big. And then I get out there, I feel good. The next thing you know, as soon as I took the step, and I was like, dang. I just did it again on the other one.
Did you?
I knew immediately. Like, I was so calm.
Boom.
I picked myself up. I was like, hey, I just told my Achilles, so I'm going to go home now. Literally. I got in the car, texted my doctor. I go, hey, this is what just happened. When can we get this fixed?
That's the same thing.
It's funny that you said that because
it doesn't really hurt.
No, it doesn't.
So there's no pain. It's just like
it just pops.
All right, I can walk flat footed. I can't push off, but you know, I'll get in my car and drive home. There's nothing you can do.
Right foot or left foot was the second one.
Right foot. So it's kind of my driving foot. So I was kind of like driving. Like I was like leaning over to the right seat with my left foot on both. Kind of like make it go. But there's nothing you can do. Like literally, you sit there and just be like, all right, well. One of the ER does nothing because they're not going to fix it right then and there. So I might as well just, you know, go home and watch some sports. What else am I going to do?
I did the same thing. So when I did it, and I'm laughing so hard because that's exactly what it is. I'm playing basketball. It's a Sunday morning. It's about 2 hours into it. And I'm like, I'm going to play one more game. I'm going to go beat the younger guys in the other court. I'm going to go
one
other
more game and get you every time.
It's exactly. So 2 hours into it. It's not even like I'm cold. So I'm completely warmed up. I do a crossover. I go to the basket. Boom. I hear the pop. Fall down. I black out for just a second or whatever. I reach back. My buddies are like, "Oh, you blew out you twisted your ankle, didn't you?" Because when you're up in the air, you land on someone's ankle or something. I said, "No, I just blew out my Achilles." "No, you didn't. No, you didn't." I reach back. I go, "My Achilles isn't there."
Yeah,
exactly what you said. Foot falls down. So I basically limp out, flat foot, get in my car, call Brad. Brad,
yep.
I just blew up my Achilles. No, you didn't. We'll take an MRI. I go, Brad, it's not there. I just touched it. I blew up my Achilles. My foot is flat to the ground. No, maybe it's still kind of attached a little bit and it'll heal in a boot. You know, I get there and he's like, I'll see you next week for surgery. I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so the first one, I was playing basketball and it was like you just said, you're like, all right, we're going to run one more game to 11. You're like, all right, fine. Like, you know, we're too old to run one more game.
Yeah, I know.
Because, yeah, we're warming up.
Good hour. A good hour and that's it. Hour and get off the court.
I was about to do a pull-up. You know when he dribbled, about to pull up.
Stop.
Literally,
yep.
I step, boom, fell down. I'm like, who kicked me? Nobody's behind
me. Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, what the heck? Who kicked me? And I'm like, oh, man. Then you start doing like the head, knees, shoulders, toes. You're like, all right, my head's good, my knees are good, my ankles are good. What the heck happened? And you're like, oh.
Yeah, oh, I blew up my
Achilles.
And
the second time, I was 15 minutes in, and boom, there it went.
What? Did you have, I got a real question, we got to get the Syracuse stuff, but did you have, so on my right one, there's no question I had definitely pain. I was doing Graston. I was trying to work through it. It was inflamed a little bit. my left one, I was fine, and I wound up taking some time off. It was another year, took some more time off. It was still inflamed, hurting me, and then I felt great, and then boom, it went.
You know, it's funny because on the second one, I remember trying to like warm up before the game, and I was like, man, my Achilles feels really tight today. Yeah. I was like, all right, maybe just because it's early in the morning, it's cold, no big deal. And boom. Sure enough, boom. Awesome. And honestly, I think between one, it's a freak injury. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. It's a freak injury, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, every doctor you talk to, like, there's nothing you can do about it. So it's a freak injury. And the nice thing is once it happens on one, that one's not going to happen. Let alone, I have had both, which does not happen. I talk to a bunch of doctors I work with. They're like,
no.
You're a science experiment.
Well, you know what it is? It's obviously something hereditary because my older brother did his. So there's nothing else really in the family. And then all of a sudden he did his, I did mine. So my two other brothers, my one oldest brother's paranoid. He's like, man, I don't know if I should jog anymore. This and that. I don't want, because then they see what you go through where you're off your feet for freaking, 10 weeks or 16 weeks. Then you're in this boot, then you're in another boot.
Post surgery is the worst. Funny because nobody in my family has done it. I was talking to a doctor one day and I was like, yeah, I tried both. And he's like, what happens is, now, whenever you're an athlete that, performed at any kind of high level, and then you stop going as hard as you did to continue training and rehab, et cetera, to keep yourself fresh, all that scar tissue finally builds in, and you're just a ticking time bomb for it to happen.
Yep. There's no question. Because I definitely slowed down a little bit. There's no question about that.
Yep.
All right, 8-game mark of the season, 4 to go, right on schedule, behind of it, ahead of it. How do you feel?
I feel good. Really, really like Coach Babers and what he's doing. And he doesn't say a lot, but what he says is very effective, and it's the truth. It's very genuine. It's not any kind of rah-rah kind of like, we're going to go do this, that, and the other. It's very, he's very confident in what he knows he can do. And he also understands that this is a process. Either you're with us or you're not. And if you're not, that's too bad, because one day you're going to want to be with us. Mm-hmm. And if you're with us now, just wait till a few years, it's going to get even better. What he's doing with the offense is just unbelievable. I mean, I've never seen numbers like this out of Syracuse. It's really refreshing, and it's great. And the defense is not fair, because they're starting to get better, but they're so young and injured on defense. The whole secondary is young, for the exception of Winfield. That's one corner, but the other three positions are pretty young players. And it's not like they're just playing against Colgate every week. I mean, you're playing Clemson, you're playing Lamar Jackson, who's going to win the Heisman, unless something crazy happens. You're about to play against Deshaun Watson. I mean, you're playing against big-time players every single week you line up. And so there's things like that are going to get exposed. The loss against Wake Forest, I didn't really like that one. And I think that was a learning point for them. It was kind of like a bottom, because they knew that was a game they went in and tried to do something that they're not. But the bounce back and get the win of B-Tech, and then I thought the bigger win was actually going on the road to Boston College after win. Because that's one of those games that you're so excited still, you have a lapse mentally and emotionally, and you get beat. And you're like, that whole Virginia Tech just got wiped out. To carry over the momentum to win that game again, I was more impressed with that than the Virginia Tech win.
Most valuable part of the off week, finally having, one after playing 8 consecutive weeks and resting, or what is it?
Definitely. I think that having a break was big. They needed it. I mean, part of me wished that they could keep going because they finally found their stride. But at the same time, they've been playing for 8 weeks straight. That is a lot of football. And I think it's important, too, that they can take a timeout and start getting back to some of the fundamentals and start teaching more of this system from the fundamental standpoint. Because a lot of the mistakes that are happening are fundamental things on the defense, like breakdowns, because they're not used to playing this coverage, this defense, making these kind of reads. And so now they have a chance to take a break, look at their game film that they played so they can see it. Because from week to week, you're not working on fundamentals. You're game planning. Game planning is you're doing some stuff to get your body warmed up and you're going through a game plan. You don't have time to sit back and talk about your footwork, your first three steps, what's your line key. You don't have time to do that. And so the bye week is a great chance for them basically to scout themselves to see where they need to get better.
All right, real quick, even last year's struggles, Cuse gave Clemson a real fight at the Dome. How do they do that again at Death Valley this Saturday?
it's going to be tougher. Being on the road is going to be tougher, no doubt about it. Plus, coming off a bye week, I think sometimes when you go into a game like this, it's hard because, you know, you just took a week off and they have to get back into the rhythm. I think one of the things they do have going for them is Clemson has got done with a very emotional, physical game at Florida State where they had to fight back to win that game. So Clemson is kind of like looking at, all right, we got Syracuse coming up. But probably not thinking that much. And they've been in some tough games this year. Troy State took them down to the wire. Auburn fought them hard. They've been in a close game with Louisville and Florida State now. So they're going to have more of a test than I think they're truly going to be ready for. You know, they're going to say the things. But I think in order for this team to be close, we have to somehow keep them under 35 points a game. And third down, we have to be very good on offense. They're allowing their offensive opponents only 27% of third down conversions. You can't do that with that team. We need to be around the 40-50% range to give ourselves a chance because three and outs against Clemson will kill you. Deshaun Watson, Wayne Gallman, Mike Williams, they'll destroy us.
Great job. The great Damian Rhodes. Damian, guess what? Dino just gave me a buzz, so I'm going to get him on right now.
Awesome.
I'm going right from the great Damian Rhodes to torn Achilles to the great Dino Babers.
Hey, man, it's good talking to you, Mike.
Double Achilles. Talk to you soon.